Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation with Dr. Paul Tibbetts, Director, Business Management Modernization Program for the Department of Defense. And joining us in our conversation is Chuck Pro. Well, Paul, in the previous segment, you took us through the program and the implementation plan. Could you tell us about the timeline and where you are now?
Sure. We are 3 years into this program now and continuing to push forward with our transformation agenda. We have just issued our second release of the architecture. We're planning right now actually to do a complete once overview of the entire architecture that we need as our, let's call it our initial blueprint or baseline in the next fiscal year. So we believe we'll be through not only the increment one portion of it, but the increment two and third increment to get the initial baseline architecture done. We're now standing up portfolio management, which is the department's way of looking at systems in blocks to make sure, one, that these systems actually operate and fit with each other, and that, number two, as a block, they actually fit with and support the future vision of where the department is going. So fit with each other and fit with the vision. And those system reviews, that process called portfolio management, is actually starting now this month. And, of course, we'll have much more rigorous and much more comprehensive go-arounds of that next year. With respect to timelines, we are targeting still to have the unqualified audit opinion as our first objective on the financial statements for FY 2007. So the department is going through a lot of reengineering, I guess you can say, of our financial management practices to hit that 2007 target. All of this change that I've been describing and talking about is actually, much of it is starting, has already started, is ongoing while we're here speaking, and will continue to go. And my belief is it's going to continue actually to go on for the next two decades. Having said that, there are going to be very important milestones along the way where refinement of our acquisition processes, refinement of how we manage our bases, posts, camps, and stations will happen as important milestones every year over that time frame. So this is going to be a continuous process, but with important accomplishments along the way of that nature. And lastly, with respect to an overall plan of transformation, we, of course, will continue to work very closely with the General Accounting Office and with Congress to produce those performance metrics necessary so that everybody can understand, Congress and taxpayers, what the department's progress is in achieving those objectives.
You mentioned achieving an unqualified audit opinion. We understand you just released a new version of the BEA. How does this lay the groundwork to help BMMP accomplish your goal of achieving that unqualified audit opinion? In addition, improving asset accountability and improved personnel visibility?
Well, the most important thing is, since that objective, the unqualified audit opinion, is heavily rule-based, very dependent on the proper interpretation and implementation of rules and regulations, we've spent a great deal of effort looking at the processes of conducting day-to-day business in the department in light of those rules and regulations. And a lot of the effort in producing this release of the architecture has been taking those rules and regulations and attaching them into the day-to-day business processes of how we order parts and how we manage funds and how we manage our accounts payable, et cetera, attaching these rules and regulations into those processes where they belong, but doing it in such a way that there's a single unambiguous interpretation of those rules and regulations in that instance by the accounting and finance domain because they have the designated subject matter experts for those rules and regulations. And then subsequently, by the way, that blueprint that I just described will ultimately become the blueprint that is used to either to guide and constrain the acquisition processes for information technology and ultimately lead to the configuration of the selected systems so that those systems behave, in fact, in accordance with those rules and regulations and in accordance with that single interpretation of them.
What are some of the challenges you're facing launching such a complex program while the country is at war?
Of course, the Department of Defense is all about national security, and we have to take a balanced approach where we follow the guidance and priorities of our senior leadership while at the same time not distracting them from their national security objectives and their national security missions. So the real art form here and the real balance is to make sure, one, we move forward as aggressively as we can on business transformation while we continue to meet our national security objectives. Number two, we engage our senior leadership just the right amount to allow them to focus on the high priority things, which is protecting the country, with the assurance that we're doing what we need to in the business environment. And then number three, actually try to accomplish the business transformation at a pace that is sufficiently rapid that we can actually more effectively support the legitimate demands of our combatant forces to get to them what they need more quickly, more efficiently, at lower cost, et cetera. So it's that balancing act.
How does your office help DOD prioritize the urgent needs of a country at war with the long-term goals?
Well, in several of our areas, the entire objective of the business community is to support the warfighter. So with respect to balancing those priorities, our requirements, if you will, are all stated in terms of support to our combatant forces. So understanding what those requirements are, explicitly mapping those requirements into our business processes to make sure those processes are as effective as they are and connect up to those warfighting mechanisms that the services use to get troops to theater, to get them back from theater, to get supplies into theater, the logistics connections and so forth, is what we're all about. So, I mean, those connections are all integral to, I guess you can say, the business enterprise architecture and its implementation.
How was top leadership's buy-in for this program obtained, and how important is it that was done?
Well, the top leadership of the department, first of all, initiated the program. So to begin with, it was and remains a top-down driven program. There was really no need in that sense to garner support of the senior leadership. The senior leadership drove the program from the outset, and that remains the case today. That engagement is important to the success of the program. On the other hand, we all have to be responsible enough in the business community to understand that our senior leadership is also rightfully very focused on the national security mission of the Department of Defense. So at the same time, while that senior leadership engagement is real and while it's important, we have to, in the business community, exercise enough leadership to continue to push the transformation objective forward, again, while we're continuing to do that, while our combatant forces and our leaders are focused on that national security mission. We just have to wind up accomplishing both at the same time.
BMMP is providing the blueprint that you have described earlier in the conversation, but each organization will be responsible for implementing compliance solutions. What are some of the benefits and challenges of this approach?
I think, stated simply, it's getting all of the important stakeholders and important communities in the Department of Defense to operate with each other more effectively than they have done in the past. And that notion of interoperability among communities of interest and among systems will lead the department more and more every day closer and closer to the just-in-time notion of delivering to troops what they need exactly when they need it, or ordering parts and delivering them exactly when needed and delivering them to the place they needed. It's a zero-latency construct. And in so doing, I think wind up supporting our troops much more effective than we're currently doing. That all lays the groundwork, I might say, for our fighting forces to get what they need from their perspective on demand. So also from the business community, we're trying to create what would amount to intelligent pull construct so that our troops, the way troops get what they need when they need it is by being able to demand what they need at the moment they need it and get it based on that demand.
Portfolio management has been introduced at the DOD as a method for managers to make decisions. Now, please describe the concept of portfolio management and what your office is doing to help implement it throughout DOD.
When we talk about portfolio management, we're referring to investment decisions with respect to information systems. And portfolio management means looking at a list of information systems, a group of information systems as a group. And that group is defined by some functional similarity among those systems. And that the functional similarity is developed and understood based on the architecture. So having grouped systems, then the two aspects that have to be considered, and this by our business domains principally, by the way, is one, do those systems fit with each other very well? In the way they're supposed to fit with each other? And number two, do all those systems fit with the future state vision of the department? Are they actually carrying the department forward in a way that achieves the transformation objectives of the department? You might call that a topologic view of systems, so that they're considered in these blocks. And at the same time, of course, that block of systems can be examined for duplication, and where there's duplication there and where more than one system is doing the same thing without any necessity, of course, developing sunset dates for those systems so that we reduce the variation in the number of systems out there and therefore reduce the overall cost of operating our information systems as well. The next part of portfolio management is timing all of that with the budget cycle. So portfolio management in the department will be an annual event. So on an annual basis, driven in concert with the programming, planning, and budgeting cycle and the appropriation cycle, if you will, to re-examine every year, again, in those blocks, whether the systems are still on track, whether they're still needed, whether there's been any change in our external environment that says what we thought was the right portfolio last year. Is there any reason to change that this year? Has anything gone afoul internal to that portfolio from last year to this year? So it's an annual event whereby there is a reexamination, reassertion that that block of systems still needs to move forward and is, in fact, on schedule.
That was interesting, especially about the block of systems. What are the lessons learned from the Department of Defense's business modernization to date? We'll ask Dr. Paul Tibbetts of DOD to give us his perspective when the Business of Government Hour returns.